If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
Society Radio. I am Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
And no Chris from Brooklyn. Before we get into that, this is High Society Radio, Down a Man.
Yep.
Our Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. Our Twitter, Twitter.com/HS Radio Show. We're on the More Like Radio Network, morelikeradio.com.
Fuck yeah.
You excited about that, Johnny?
Hell yeah. Good times. It's like a nice family feeling. The moment is something nice.
It is a family.
Especially with the holidays coming about and shit.
Yeah.
You know? It's nice to feel fucking wanted.
Thank you. And we were just in Best Of last week. This is a whole new show. Last week, the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, we were on Best Of.
Yep.
We got More Like Radio, the More Like Radio guys to give us a day off.
At gunpoint.
Pretty much. I mean, they were really pissed, but I was like, look, we're going to be out shopping on Black Friday. I mean, this is going to be content for the show because, hey, we got to live our lives if we're going to talk about our lives on the show. Right, Johnny?
Oh, yeah. Can't be fucking just standing home and shit, not doing nothing.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, look, More Like Radio. Please, we're not going to have a live show, all right? We're going to have a great Best Of. We're going to do a little something before that. So that was where we were last week.
Oh, yeah.
The Thanksgiving Best Of. Don't worry. It's all live now. It's High Society Radio. So, yeah. It's just me and Johnny today because Chris from Brooklyn is a lazy, bad radio partner. Right, Johnny?
Is it that? I can't even blame him all the way. I'd say 50-50. 50 to him and 50 to the listeners.
Really?
Yeah.
Why that?
We had that Amazon wish list up, which was nice, you know. And
where people go to what? Twitter.com/HS Radio Show to check that out, right?
Yep.
That's right. We have an Amazon wish list.
And then the nice thing is, you know, hey, and thank you so very much, whoever purchased it. For some reason, there was a black dildo on the fucking wish list, and somebody bought it.
Oh, yeah, we were to bang each other with them, right?
I was on a wish list show and shit, but I guess that's what the reason it was for that.
I mean, Chris is the one who put it together.
I'm not surprised. I'll say that.
It seems like that wish list was just all things Chris wanted.
Yeah. Mainly the black dildo, though, was the one thing we got. I don't know if it's a hey, guys, you guys, are, you know, let's send a wacky gift.
Uh-huh.
I would have liked the fucking, you know, the net gun or something.
Oh, the net gun would have been awesome.
That would have been good times.
I can't remember how expensive it was. I'm sure it was dirt cheap.
Yeah.
Net guns are a dime a dozen these days, Johnny. So Chris isn't here. I guess he's going down on a black dildo in his house.
He got the black dildo. We haven't heard from him since. All I know is one of the things on the list got highlighted or some shit, the way Amazon works. And I was like, oh, we got something. And I was like, lo and behold, black dildo.
And then lo and behold, no Chris on a brand new show.
And the awesome shit about it was I knew there was something up with the list when everything was sent to his crib and shit.
Uh-huh.
That's
okay, yeah.
What was the fucking address.
Yeah, that's a great point because, dude, I can't believe how unprofessional this is.
Yeah. The best part is the black dildo fucking matches his black heart because he left us out in the fucking cold.
Yeah. I'm freezing right now.
Happy Thanksgiving, my dudes. Nothing.
You know how hard my nipples are because it's so cold out here? I'm cutting glass at these things, dude.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. I know you don't want to think about my nipples, but I'm telling you right now.
It's a lot weirder because it's just two guys in the room. So it's like, shit might go down. I'm not saying it won't.
Exactly. Let's start making out, right? Isn't that what we should do since Chris isn't here finally?
Hey, fuck it, man.
I mean, unfortunately.
Too much tension in the room, son.
Or not enough. I don't know. I can't wait for... if Chris ever comes back, which at this point I'm not sure if he is, he might be out of the show.
He might be.
I can't wait to talk to Paul Walker about him if he ever comes back, because that's what I thought.
Oh, Stanley.
I know he's a big, I know he's a big Fast and Furious fan.
Oh, yeah. We've done many a show about it.
Sadly enough, you know.
He was into fucking drifting for a little bit. That was Tokyo Drift, but still, you know, part of the franchise.
Yeah, my favorite one is the one without Paul Walker.
Oh, shit. Well, you're going to get a lot of those, apparently.
The best one was, you know, in my opinion. That's what I'm saying. That's, you know, just saying.
I didn't really like it. It had Bow Wow in it. It was just weird.
Yeah, Bow Wow was great.
And it fucked up the timeline, man.
Yeah, that's still the last one in the series.
It is officially the last. Ominously, it is the last one, and Paul Walker's not in it. Holy shit.
So now Paul Walker is dead, and the Asian guy is dead also. Han.
In real life, too, he died?
Oh, no. The character died in the series.
I was about to say, son, there's a curse on that franchise. Because you know how they like to spin that shit.
Yeah, Ludacris's career got killed after it, too.
But
I'm bum, right? Get it? Right? It was funny.
Shit is mad heavy, son. Well.
Did you see Paul Walker's, I guess he passed away about a week ago. He passed away over Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, Saturday. I remember because my fucking Facebook blew up and a chick, you know, I'm cool with texting me fucking. I was like, yo, 911. I was like, what's good? She like, yo, this nigga's dead. I'm like, you get some shit like that. You thinking it's your friend. I was like, who?
Friend or family member or something.
Yeah, I'm like, who? Wait, what's good? And she's fucking crying. I was like, who? She was like, that nigga died. I was like, yo, slow down. What are you talking about? She's like, oh, Paul Walker died. I'm like, yo, that ain't even funny, B. Why you? And then she was really crying. Like, oh, shit, you like really, you know, mad this dude died and shit.
Now, Johnny, you have your ear to the streets, right?
I guess.
You're in tune with the hood, right?
Mm-hmm. That's what's is up, my fast, son.
What up, my son? is the Fast and Furious franchise popular amongst the people of the Bronx?
Oh, yeah, man. They fucking do drag strip shit all the time in the summer by Soundview and shit. There's like a little strip. They do drag racing, a little Honda Civics. It's cute. It's cute.
So Paul Walker was a big part of the community.
I'm pretty sure they're going to dedicate a wall to him one of these days. They're going to have candles he died there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
the blue-eyed bandito.
He was doing like 45 when he crashed.
Side. He wasn't even driving, son.
He was in the passenger side. And the guy he was with was doing 45 in like a $200,000 Porsche.
Yeah, that's some asshole shit right there, man.
And then he crashed. It took a minute for the car to actually burst into flame.
Yeah, the timing was a little weird. Like how quick it fucking incinerated like that. It's like some 80s movie shit where the car hits like a pebble and just explodes.
Now, you were telling me that there's conspiracy theories about the Paul Walker death.
Oh, yeah. See, there's his website.
I get conspiracy theories about, I don't know, NSA, Snowden, the government, anything to do with the government. But Paul Walker's death, I mean, the guy just got into a car accident and fortunately passed away. What are these... What are you talking about? What are these?
Well, there's 10 reasons, apparently, on fucking trufa.org. Trufanews.org. There you go.
Is this an Alex Jones thing?
It's not even Alex Jones. It's some weird dude. Fucking, what's this dude's name? Let me give him credit. His name is David Chase Taylor.
Okay.
And his website is trufa.org. He's American, but he's in Zurich, Switzerland and shit.
All right, this is very dicey. But all right, tell me what's up.
He has proof of why, and the theory is that it wasn't a crash that killed Paul Walker, it's a motherfucking drone strike, son. The government was like, fuck this, we need to take Paul Walker out now. Because Obama don't got enough on his plate. It's like, yo, we need to shut up Paul Walker and what he knows. I have no fucking clue.
So he just knows things about the government, so they had to drone strike Paul Walker.
Well, that's the funny thing. When he gives the reason why that motherfucker got killed, it wasn't even that he knew anything. It's just the fucking name of the movie he's associated with.
All right, explain.
All right, so the movie's called Fast and Furious, right? Yeah. Remember back in the day, the ATF had some shit with the cartels called Fast and Furious, gun running and all that?
Yeah.
And they fucked it up? So the theory is they wanted to get the word Fast and Furious out there so much that the story would get buried on a search engine. Like, it would be on page 8 or 25 or some shit.
Okay.
And that was the theory behind it.
That's insane.
Oh, but the dude...
This guy's smoking meth.
All right, so here it is. Quote, unquote, everybody... Obama's administration wanted to assassinate Paul Walker. Basically, it's to fuck... The real reason was to hide the fact that these guns might be used in some fucking upcoming, like, tragedy.
Oh, my God.
Because it's 2,000 assault rifles and shit. So since his death, the word Fast and Furious have been in the news nonstop and in public psychological manner and shit. So, yeah, Obama had him killed now.
Is this the main theory? Are there other theories?
Well, no, there's not. That's the main prevailing theory, but okay. There's like mad reason. He put like reasons and shit, like evidence.
Gotcha.
Fucking 5 trees. Apparently, he only really hit 1 tree, and it was like a small ass tree.
Yeah, and he's supposed to hit a tree in a pole, right? Like,
yeah,
a light pole.
No. But he put it as number 2, the mysterious light pole and shit.
And what was mysterious about a light pole on a street?
All right, so he put the porch around and smashed into a light pole tree, and that was down. All right, they hit 4 trees and took a big light pole out. So basically, one of the 4 trees was supposed to slow down his momentum. He should have never gotten to a light pole, is the theory. And then the huge explosion is also, like, iffy. Because it said if it would have been, like, a regular crash, you wouldn't have seen a fireball explosion.
Mm-hmm.
So that's proof that something made it impact. Because a crash doesn't do that.
People have too much time on their hands.
Reason number 4, lack of skid marks.
Well, yeah, well, there wasn't any skid marks because the car was not working correctly. I mean, I guess there was something wrong with the steering wheel is what people are saying.
And
they weren't speeding.
Well, 45 yet. I don't think they're not in the city. It depends. Like, it was in fucking 45, 50 is about, right? They also have a video that TMZ dropped, and that's just to disseminate what happened. That was reason number 5, the crash video.
Uh-huh.
And it's followed by black smoke, indicative of burning gas, oil, and rubber.
Makes sense.
Obviously, the car was on fire prior to the trees, which also suggests that the video has been tampered with.
Sure.
They're looking into an independent investigation and shit.
This is crazy talk. You're reading things off of a crazy person's website.
Reason number 6 is the speeding hoax.
What's the speeding hoax?
All right, the speeding hoax is basically Paul Walker once hit 185 miles per hour on a freeway. They're using that as evidence that that's what TMZ dropped. That's his proof that TMZ is disseminating that information and shit.
He said it in an interview in, like, Europe.
Yeah, but he's saying that they're using that as a basis to say that he was speeding when he wasn't even driving.
This person's a moron.
Yeah. The street racing hoax, I don't even want to get into that because that should make no kind of sense. The second vehicle hoax, they're saying that it might have been where they tried to dodge another car.
Uh-huh.
And that didn't happen because people heard the noise of a fucking plane going over and shit. Just like, the mechanical failure hoax. Mechanical failure behind Paul Walker's crash. It was a trouble-prone Porsche is what the word's being bandied about as he puts it.
Well, yeah, that was...
No, that's what the guy's saying, though. It's just a fucking ruse, man.
Okay.
We're all in a fucking box.
It was just drones.
Oh, yeah. And then the last part is the doomed Porsche Carrera GT.
What about it?
It's just insane. So I don't even want to
repeat. It's a cursed car?
Yeah, that's what he's saying. It had 5 kind of different issues over the years, but apparently...
Well, how many of them even exist? Who could afford a $200,000, $300,000 Porsche?
Well, here's my favorite part, though. He said, based on these experts, the Porsche Carrera is a dangerous machine that is also is almost impossible to drive. So basically, he's saying that the car should, it's built so fine, it will never crash, it won't fucking blow. It's a Titanic of cars. And as we know, the Titanic don't fucking sink.
No.
Is what he's throwing out there. So Obama had him killed. Him and the people at Skynet who apparently operate these fucking drones. I love
this
it.
Is,
you have truth is for everything now, son.
This is a new low of people.
Nah, we hit that shit last year at Sandy Hook.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that there were a bunch of people saying that Sandy Hook wasn't real.
I thought you were going to say you forgot about Sandy Hook.
I didn't forget about Sandy Hook, Johnny.
Every time I see a Christmas tree, I cry a little bit. It's like, weird. Damn, son.
That's a strange thing to say.
Yeah, son. So he was assassinated. There was James
by
Dean.
By Obama, of all people.
Oh, yeah. He could, you can't have a fuck up on the books because the government is that fucking evil. It's a Michael Bay kind of government. They just do evil, covert, black ops shit.
It's scary, actually. This guy's starting to turn me. I think the government really did kill Paul Walker.
That makes no
he's making actually he's actually making a lot of good points.
Yeah, that's what that is. He's fucking, that's the craziest shit. And I've read, we all read the internet and shit.
I don't anymore. I only read truther.org or whatever the hell this guy does.
It's probably the craziest shit I've ever read in my life.
Well, as you hear, RZA was apparently a friend of Paul Walker's. They worked on a movie together or something. And he was very, very hurt by Paul Walker's death. It's all very sad. Well, he made a tribute song, like, immediately. Like as soon as Paul Walker heard Paul Walker died, he started writing and producing a song about Paul Walker's death. Well, here it is, Johnny, and you tell me what you think of it.
Yeah, I want to dedicate this song to my friend Paul Walker. Up in the studio last night, writing for myself. I decided to write a song for you.
That's Matt Carey. Yo, he went from me to
every
us.
Every time I think about you, all I see is your smile and your bright blue eyes. Thanks for the time and the smiles you shared with me.
Word.
How you equally respected my art.
What?
Talk to me.
You've got mail.
A young father just learning what it takes to be a man. Sharing time with your daughter, you had a plan to drive in the wind, surf on the seas, realizing the love for a woman who becomes a mother exists. In the sea, how can this be? You were set free from your worries. Now you are gone in the breeze.
Oh,
we're gonna just let this keep going.
Gone in the trees.
Is there a chorus?
I thought we had another day to smile.
Oh my
laugh
god.
In the wind. How can grateful to meet you. May we meet again, Paul, my friend.
Oh,
on that highway.
Fucking hold it together, son. Crown of it. Begins.
I don't think RZA was in a good state of mind when he was writing this.
I don't think he even knew the guy, to be honest with you. It looked like he just read the fucking shit off the news and just read what he was fucking reading the shit while he wrote the song.
RZA's a strange dude.
This is a little bit more than strange, son. Sounds like a crush.
Yeah, all right, I'll give you that. It sounds actually like they were more than friends, Johnny.
Sounds a little bit like he wanted to help him raise his daughter. Two men don't say that to each other, B. Like, I want to help you raise your seed, son.
Man. I thought he'd be rapping over it, to be honest.
He only just said the intro, and then he got fucking, what's this, Will Wells. I don't even know who this is.
Yeah,
but
I think it was just some dude RZA knows.
Your career is over, B.
It was just some dude RZA was hanging out with when he heard Paul Walker died.
Probably Will Wells was the one that told him Paul
Walker
died. Well,
I got an exclusive. This is the first song RZA did for Paul Walker. And I mean, you and I, we've listened to plenty of Wu-Tang. And, like, when I heard RZA made a Paul Walker song, I was like,
it's going to be some hard shit.
Yeah, exactly.
It's deep.
I love the Wu-Tang. But RZA's now released another song about this. And,
Well, look, I'll just play it for you because this is maybe it'll be it's a little different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. Here's an other RZA tribute to Paul Walker. Get the money, dollar bill, yo.
I like this.
This, personally, I like this a lot better.
You know, being a passenger in a high-speeding car, I guess. No.
This song speaks to me a lot more.
That's what it is.
Because cash does rule everything around me. And this ties into Paul Walker because that franchise made a shitload of money.
Oh, yeah. Nah, he made money in general. Like, I wasn't... Brandon Scale was my shit. I liked it. That was one of my favorite films of his. Only favorite film of his. Running Scared. It's my shit.
Here, this part's important. Living in the world no different from a cell. See? Every day I skate from takes, giving takes, selling bass, smoking bones in the staircase. That's what Paul Walker used to do. He would sell bass rock and then smoke cigarettes in the staircase.
I can't verify that. Not from the way RZA made it sound.
Hold on.
I don't know. To learn to overcome the heartaches and pain. You got stink up kids, corrupt
cops, and crack rocks, and stray shots, all in a block that stays high. This one's for you, Paul. To me while I be living proof, to kick the truth to the young black youth. See, Paul Walker was really into, United Negro College Fund.
Yeah, that's what that sounds like. It sounds like he was in a bass. Music like and other.
Cash moves everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Cash moves everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, Paul.
Every time somebody dies, I'd be happy with that. Not that soft shit he put down. And the song's called is Destiny Bends.
Yeah.
That's some hard.
Well, this one's called Cream. I guess C-R-E-A-M. Cash rules everything around me.
Hell yeah.
Dollar bill, Paul.
I'll take that. That works.
This is totally different. It's a totally different direction.
Paul Walker was a cool blonde dude.
I like Paul Walker.
I dig that. I don't know. I'd be mad like if I died and y'all came out with like a Destiny Benz kind of song.
No. No, I would never do that. No, I would never do that to you.
I would hope not.
But yeah, this is a totally different sound than
that was just disturbing. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I know. It was bizarre.
Like I don't even know if they were really that close and shit. I can't call it. I don't know their life.
Yeah, not yet. I don't know. I don't know either.
But I don't know if I've ever been that close to a dude neither to fucking be wailing on a song like
we're
that.
That close.
I don't think so.
We're that close. Don't,
and my dad
don't
died. I don't think
lie.
I'd do that.
Don't you lie about that, okay?
You'd raise my seeds? You'd watch my daughter play?
Sure. RZA put out another song. He put out a bunch of them. He was a real fan of... of Paul Walker, like we all were.
Just put out a collection.
Yeah.
Like one night, just bam.
Here's another Paul Walker tribute song from RZA. I'm the kid with the golden arms.
Not next. Pass the blunt.
My don't front. You had it for a minute, it's but a radio it seemed like a month. Of course.
Yeah.
Now I'm choking, smoking,
hoping I don't croaking from overdose. Well, you know his daughter got his shit. Might
exactly.
Well.
His daughter's 15 years old.
Let's
ride. Method Man, all, you know. Wu-Tang Clan. See, can't stand Bentleys, they cost too much. Maybe if Paul Walker wasn't just so getting cars all the time, he'd still be alive.
I like how you put that together. You should write for Truth for That author. Listen, back and forth. Check out my graphic.
Check out my gravel pit.
Holy shit, it sounded like Meth said Paul a little bit in a chorus.
He did say it. This is a song dedicated to Paul Walker.
This blew my fucking mind.
Where do race cars go in between the races? The pit. Watch my gravel pit. What's on the floor of those things? Gravel. My gravel pit. This one's for you, Paul Walker. I just wonder if the rest of the Wu-Tang Clan is going to start making tribute songs for the poor bastard.
I don't even know if they co-signed the first one. that was just weird.
I know.
I
that
can't
song
shake
was
that.
Bizarre.
I can't shake it. It's just haunting and not in a good kind of way. Like it was meant to be. Is it like supposed to be his Elton John candle in the wing to that dude or some shit?
It seems like that's what he was going for.
Because he went for the Elton John vibe. I'll give him that.
And he pulled it off perfectly.
Mm-mm.
What?
Mm-mm.
No? It's very, very weird.
Oh, man.
I don't know, Johnny.
But I am from the truth of shit was kind of right to the point where, you know, a lot of Scottish shit kind of going down and all that.
What do you mean?
Well, you got fucking Amazon now talking about they got droids coming to your door and shit to drop off
gifts. That craziness, yeah. The guy from Bezos, whatever, the dude who runs Amazon said that they're going to make their own fleet of drones to deliver your shit same day.
That's kind of cool, though. At least you know you're getting your shit day of.
I think a lot of people are just going to steal the drones.
Shoot them down and jack the shit. But they got to have fucking RFIDs in them. Got to be able to track them shits.
Yeah, but I'm sure then people figure out a way to just, you know, take off the tracking of the actual drone, and then bam, you got a free drone.
Like Black Hawk Down kind of situation and shit?
I guess, yeah. I guess people who shop at Amazon, you can compare them to Somalians.
It's starting to look that way. Or at least the people that were jacked from that.
As they say.
I forgot they called them that, too.
Skinnies on the roof.
Yeah, literally this time, because they're going to be blasting. Oh, that's terrible, man. Ah, shit.
It's gonna look. It's gonna. If this comes through, which, you know, you can't really believe it is, it's gonna start looking like the Fifth Element, where it's just drones flying everywhere, all over the air.
Yeah, but I don't really trust that shit to work anyway, son. What you got to take into account weather and all this and that, and to the fact that certain shit weighs a ton. How the fuck?
I guess I'll have a couple of drones then. You know,
like a pterodactyl shaped one. That's awesome. That scared the fuck out of me, son.
You know, a bunch of drone buddies.
Maybe I'll start ordering my fitted hats offline just to have them shits fucking delivered like that.
See, that's a waste of drone juice. Also, speaking of drones, we have a drone on our Amazon wish list, but no one wants to buy it for us.
Do we really?
Yeah, Chris put one on there.
Oh, man.
I'm sure if someone said to his house, we wouldn't even know
Is it a dick-shaped fucking drone?
Oh, no, I'm sure he'll strap a dildo to it since he has one.
Yeah, fucking just ram it up his own ass with the remote control.
Johnny.
What a team player BK Chris has become.
Johnny, that's a terrible thing to say.
Remember when we got those cans of Red Bulls?
Yeah.
Not one of us got one. BK Chris did.
That's a good point. Yeah, we did get some Red Bull, and Chris shafted us.
Oh, BK Chris.
Man, this looks like really it's the Red Bull people. That could have been huge for us.
Yeah, we would have been good. We would have been hanging out with, like, Bodie Miller and shit.
Oh, yeah.
All them other dudes, I don't know who the fuck they are.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, it's all just weird.
Ski parties.
Mad ski parties.
And all kinds of sense of that word, ski parties. Well.
Oh, I read this. That Adderall use, since like 2007 or something, Adderall use is just skyrocketed. It's like up like 200% amongst adults using it. And that all the kids that were using Adderall when they were in college.
Still using it?
Or what?
Are they still using it?
Yeah, now they're just using. Oh yeah, they're like, I need Adderall to work. I need to be able to. I need to be focused. So I'm popping Adderall.
That's
like
a fucking hard
business.
Shit. I think that I read somewhere before that it's harder to come off than fucking cocaine. Some people said that.
That's nuts.
That's pretty fucking rough.
It's also weird how many athletes use it.
Yeah, but it's still a banned substance in any sport.
Yeah,
it's
but
unless you have the prescription for, I know what you call it, Sherman from the fucking Seahawks.
Yeah,
he got it appealed though, but he got in trouble for having it.
Yeah, a bunch of guys are getting banged out for using Adderall.
Yeah, but
I'm sure if you're an athlete, it isn't hard to get a prescription.
Yeah, that's
for
what
Adderall.
I'm saying. I think the issue was mainly that they didn't have a prescription. I don't think you're fucking not allowed to not have it, as long as you have a prescription for it. Because it is fucking legal. It ain't fucking roids. The roids, believe it or not, are legal, and you can't have them in sports. So who knows?
Well, yeah, they fall under performance-enhancing drug. The
Adderall
thing...
You think so?
Steroids, yes.
No, not steroids. I'm talking about Adderall, though.
I'd say I guess
because of the focus
I'd
factor?
Say, yeah, I'd say plenty of people would make the argument that it is a performance-enhancing drug since it's speed.
So why isn't fucking Red Bull fucking outlawed? It fucking enhances your performance and shit.
I don't know, because the FDA approved it? I have no idea,
some crazy
dude.
Shit.
But plenty of people just eat up Adderall like it's nothing. And
smoke it up.
Oh, yeah. If you eat a 30-milligram Adderall, you're going to be wired. You're going to feel nuts.
Fucking speedball that shit up.
Sure, yeah.
Rock. I'm not saying I'm for it or that I've ever tried it.
Listen, I don't want this to end up like Paul Walker, Johnny. I ain't getting into a car with you.
I don't want a fucking drone to kill me. I hear what you're saying, big guy.
What?
Drones.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot that.
I guess
Amazon.com killed Paul Walker.
That's what it sounds like.
Is that what we're trying to say in this week's podcast?
It's fucking just crazy times and shit. Oh, well. Could be worse. You could be fucking Mike Tomlin and shit. I'd rather be dead than lose the kind of money he's fucking losing.
Yeah, Mike Tomlin, earlier this week, they said $100,000 fine for getting in the way of Jacoby Jones. Do you think he did it on purpose, Johnny?
Oh, fuck yeah, man. Like, no, but I've never seen a coach while fucking live actions on the field where they're back to the field. You never do that. High school, fucking even Pop Warner, you never turn your back to the field.
Yeah, but I mean, these plays happen so fast. How would they have known that Jacoby Jones is...
Mad easy, the crowd. He knew, you had to have heard, they're in there at fucking EMT Stadium and shit, wherever Baltimore plays, EMT or whatever. He knew what was up. And they needed that win. If they would have won that game, their playoff chances would have looked a lot better than what it is now. Now the Ravens are in the driver's seat. So he knew what was up.
The Ravens and the Steelers are just playing awful this season.
I don't know. They are the defending champions. That 60 might be what they need to fuck you. There's nobody other than maybe, what, Denver and the Chiefs that are looking a little scary in the AFC? The Patriots are fucking beatable this year. I know Brady's doing, you know, fucking God's work out there, but
yeah,
they're beatable.
Tom Brady's finally turned it on, right?
Yeah, I am front. He should be a top vote getter for that MVP for what he's working with. I know Brady's smashing numbers, but fucking, you know, Manning's killing it and all that. But I think Brady needs to get some love this year. He earned it.
His receiver core is a bunch of bums. But he has Gronkowski back now.
Yeah, but he's still semi-hurt. Like, he's had games where he's put the numbers up. And his best player right now is locked up for some bullshit. So, you know, he doesn't really have much going for him. He's united that team.
So you're saying it's some bullshit that Aaron Hernandez is arrested?
Yes.
A triple homicide.
I read on truth.org he wasn't even in the vicinity of where that happened.
All right, see, you're going to truth.org too much, and you shouldn't be getting all your news from there.
I don't know, man. It looked kind of real to me in the video and shit. It's in the video, it showed that the fucking Burger King guy shot Ronald McDonald in the face and then drove off and shit. That's what actually happened.
The King?
The Burger King shot that dude and
I thought
just
they
drove
I
off.
Thought they retired that mascot, so shit. I didn't even know that guy was still around. I'm more of a Wendy's guy anyway, over both those franchises.
Fuck yeah, so now some hell of a Wendy's. Yo, shout out to Wendy's and their fine food. Cause they gave me some fucking ratty old fries. But Peppa Hicks got fresh cut fries with sea salt. I didn't even get sea salt in my shit.
Yeah, they were fresh cut. Like when I ordered it, like I ordered my shit before you.
Oh yeah.
And they still gave you old fries.
Yeah,
they
I didn't even realize that word.
They made fries fresh for me.
I got the old shit I ordered last. How the fuck does that even work, B?
It's the bonuses of being a white man, Johnny.
It seemed like it didn't even fucking check you on how many fucking ketchup cups you had.
Oh no, they're like, take all the ketchup you want, sir.
I got the one cup for us because we're a team and shit. And you just come on fucking dadding along with like three cups of Heinz ketchup and shit. Fancy shit.
Yeah, the good stuff.
And then the scumbag.
They gave you Hunts.
Yeah, I think they did. But then the funny shit, the scumbag that you are, fucking take a picture of that poor lonely Santa Claus in the fucking corner.
Oh my God. Johnny and I were at this goddamn Wendy's. And we see like an older dude with like long white hair and a red.
Red fucking like turtleneck
jacket,
thing
shirt.
And shit. Yeah. Black glasses.
It's like, hey, is that Santa Claus?
Yeah, it's like a mall Santa. Yo, that's what's up. We felt bad because he was in the fucking corner like a fucking troll and shit. But, you know, he looked like a decent dude.
And he had really long hair, but it was also, you can see he's kind of going bald on top. Like,
Life has kicked his ass. You can kind of tell from the turtleneck. Like, he had stains on shit that they don't even serve at Wendy's, B.
But then he got up, and I don't think he was actually a Santa Claus.
No, he was not a Santa Claus. Unless fucking Santa Claus is wearing black jeans and fucking army boots. He was just a homeless guy, son.
Oh.
And then the best part of it is you just fucking picking away at him. Like, you've become an internet guy, son. I used to think you lived off the grid other than for bootleg movies and shit, but like, you are on that motherfucker.
Well, gotta put up on Facebook, get some likes, you know? Get my social media game up. Speaking of which, at HS Radio Show is our Twitter account. You're listening to High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network. We are very proud to be part of.
Fuck yeah.
Who comes on after us tonight, Johnny?
Brain Stew.
That's Brain Stew, dog.
Them boys don't play. They're funny motherfuckers too, man.
They're gonna fill your brain with everything you need to know.
Boys, oh man.
Plus laughs.
Ah, man, but yeah, that was some asshole shit. Like, do you do that, like, with me and fucking Chris on the studio? You just take pictures of people when they're not looking, or is it just the one-off?
Well, I have every show we've ever done videotaped on my phone.
Shut
right
up.
Now.
You serious?
Dead serious.
Because there's some shit, like, I'm not wearing a hat right now. I don't want, you know, people to know what I look like without
everyone,
my fucking hat.
Everyone can see it right now, Johnny.
That's goddamn insane.
In the membrane. Remember Cypress Hill? They were awesome.
Yeah, they still do fucking what's that? Rock the Bells and all that. They're still around.
We should do the Rock the Bells.
We should go to one. Yeah, I'm from.
No, we should perform at one.
What are we gonna do? We're gonna do that RZA fucking song.
You wanna do it acoustic? God, you think we could get away with that?
I am front.
RZA, hey everyone, we know that Paul Walker died about 10 months ago.
Oh yeah,
but this is for Paul.
Put your tablets up.
Put them up.
Oh, that's so.
Put your rims up. Just have people bring rims and just fucking or Nas tanks.
Oh man, that's terrible.
Is it terrible? Or is it the smartest thing I've ever said?
I am front. That's a good marketing. I'll give you that. Maybe you could make like a little Nas guy with arms and fucking legs and shit. And Paul Walker's face. That'd be nice.
Use more Nas.
And we give like 7% to his daughter, so we don't look like complete scumbags.
You seen his girlfriend?
Nah, man.
Look, just like Google like Paul Walker girlfriend. It's like she's a very, very young girl.
Is it the RZA?
No. They were just friends. Platonic friendship.
It did not sound like that in that song at all.
No, she's very, very young. He started dating her when she was 16, and he was like 32.
Oh, shit. Damn, yo, he looked like he's picking up from guitar classes or some shit. Mad young.
That's what Paul liked.
She's kind of flat. I'm a little disappointed in Paul Walker.
Why?
She's kind of flat.
The man just passed away. Why are you busting his balls?
We don't know that. Maybe he escaped a drone strike and he's fucking living off the grid and
shit. There was no drone strike, Johnny. I was humoring you about that, but there is no.
It was on the internet. Are you arguing with the internet?
Yeah, I am arguing with the internet because that's some garbage.
In front, the Daily News broke it down. Longtime girlfriend is broken up over movie star's death.
You think? Dude, she's been dating for like 7 years would be sad that her man died?
In front, like, you know. His girlfriend's handled it a lot better than a lot of dudes. Because fucking Tyrese crying was a little too much, too. It's like, yo.
I know.
Relax, B.
I know. People love this guy, man.
He was a good dude.
I like Paul Walker, too.
I haven't heard any bad Paul Walker shit.
He was in, what movie was he in? He was in a real weird movie that I think might not even been in theaters. Let me look up the name.
Was he an undercover cop?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Running Scared. That's my shit.
Running Scared, yeah. That I mean, I haven't watched it since I first saw it, but
I got it on DVD.
Does it stand up?
Oh, hell yeah, son. Yo, I've never seen that kind of violence. It was just, the storytelling was OD funny. Like the couple that were fucking pederasts and shit.
Yeah, yeah, there was pedophiles
spun
in
me
it.
Around. I'm Wait, like, oh.
Vera Farmiga was in that?
Yeah, that was just a chick. She got banged out on the fucking on the washing machine. I remember that.
It's pretty hot, actually.
She bought that dick action, son.
All right, calm down, Johnny. All right, please.
She
stop.
Gets gunned down in all her movies. You seen it in The Departed?
I'm gonna yes.
Oh, damn.
I'm gonna rewatch that in honor of.
You want me to lend you that?
No, I'll just download it, dog. Come on, the cloud. I'm all about the cloud.
You know Skynet runs that shit.
I know.
You're going to run into something you're not supposed to, and they're going to gun you down.
All right. You just think that everyone's just going to try to gun me down. Actually, no, hold on.
Uh-huh.
I know it's Friday, and Paul Walker passed away.
Saturday.
Yeah.
6 days.
But now that Riz has had some more time to write more songs, he released another song. Right now, as we're sitting here,
it's Olympian.
There's a new
Heavy Heart.
Paul Walker tribute song. A more upbeat than the last few.
Very much so.
Yeah, well, these are like remixes, you know?
Shame on the nigga who tried to run game on a nigga. Who's buck wild with the trigger? Shame on a nigga who tried to run game on a nigga. Who's bucks our fuck ass up? Yo, hot one, hot two, hot three, hot. Old dirty bastard, live and uncut.
I guess shame on an N who tried to run game on an N. I guess, is that
nigga,
is that
man.
Focused at the driver of the Porsche?
I didn't even know the dude was at that persuasion and shit.
Do you want to get your teeth knocked the fuck out? Want to get on in like that?
Treat
it that. Your razor, your razor, hit me with the major, the damage, my clan understands.
Method Man, I guess, found
good.
RZA.
Good him coming back. I haven't heard him on a hit in a minute.
So shame on an N if you try to run game on an N. It's very interesting.
It's a theory.
Yeah. Dying here, Johnny. Here we go.
Wow. He acts so thick, I'm fat. And yo, Ray came blowing and blew off your headphones black.
I don't want to play all of it, you know.
Don't spoil it. You're going to hurt the sales.
It's been an emotional day in here.
It's rough.
I know.
Well, you know, somebody that was such an awesome person was just gunned down in his youth.
He wasn't gunned down. He died in a car accident.
I heard drone strike. This video.
You're mocking his death, Johnny. You're mocking his death. What do you think Chris is doing right now?
He's inserting halfway. Not all balls, just head.
That's uncomfortable. Yeah, you're listening to High Society Radio. We're down a man. Chris Pepperhick Stanley, that's me. I'm here. Bronx Johnny is also here. We're missing Chris from Brooklyn. Because, I don't know.
Maybe RZA can write a song about him. That's how much we fucking miss him.
That's true. I'll see if RZA will be available. I mean, he's writing a lot of Paul Walker songs right now.
He's very busy.
And he's got most of the Wu-Tang Clan, even some of the dead members coming back to sing for it.
Maybe he saved some of those fucking ODB. They foresaw shit and all that.
That's a good point.
Some gangster shit right there.
I'm sure ODB saw at least the first Fast and Furious, possibly even second and third.
Yeah, probably. He probably got confused after the first one. He was like, how did Ja Rule do this? He could have got me?
Yeah, well, I would much prefer Old Dirty Bastard in there instead of Ja Rule.
They've had, other than Ludacris, they've had some silly rappers in that franchise. I don't think Busta Rhymes was in one of them. I know they had Ja Rule, they had Bow Wow.
Was Pitbull in one of them? I feel like he would be in that.
I think so. Maybe when it was in Miami. Or maybe he just performed. I think he might have just performed in the song.
Look, if I was a rapper and they wanted me for Fast and Furious, I would definitely demand to be in a car.
Rappers have no shame when it comes to pimping themselves. They've done McDonald's commercials and shit, whatnot.
You know, they're still going to release Fast and Furious 7. Paul Walker was in it.
I saw that. I was fucked up.
Yo, I don't know. Did they finish shooting it with him?
It wasn't. They filmed certain scenes because, like, the day after, they had that article up where it said Universal executives, like, literally the day after, held, like, a fucking conference call to see if they would give it the green light and go ahead. So they still have to shoot scenes and shit. But now they worry because they have to do a rewrite. So it never crossed their minds, you know what, let's just leave it at 6.
No, hell no. I'm sure they have a bunch of it shot already. So, like, all right, this is going to be huge. This will be the last Paul Walker film.
No, but they got to rewrite the shit. That's the problem. And then you know they got to kill him off in the movie. Yeah, or he escapes.
They're going to kill him off screen, obviously.
Well, I don't know. Maybe him and his chick get away and they live happily ever after during the movie.
What?
Like,
the?
They do a heist and he can't do it because of the kid.
Mm-hmm.
And they cut it like that, where him and his chick dip. You just see her get in the car with the kid in the back and them speed off.
That's not a bad idea, actually, Johnny.
That might work.
When Paul Walker's just, I'm out, son.
At least he can live on forever in the movies, as they say.
Yeah. Or maybe they could just CGI him up.
No.
Like that dude in Gladiator and the mother from Sopranos.
Oh, word. They did, fucking, the old dude that fucking bought him, right?
Yeah.
The slave trader?
Uh-huh.
No. I completely forgot that dude was dead, man. That was some good fucking CGI, though.
Not really. You could tell it was fucking CGI.
Really? Nah, man. He flowed well with that shit. It was good. I thought they was in a real stadium for a second and shit. I was like, damn.
Well, they did build like a real replica stadium.
Wow, that's fucking insane.
But just like the first level, like all the upper levels was
that
all
Ridley
CGI.
Or Tony Scott?
That was Ridley Scott, Johnny.
It's not the one.
Tony Scott
one that died,
is
right?
dead. Damn. He killed himself.
Fucking great action guy too, man.
I wish Paul Walker could have gone and worked with Tony Scott.
You ain't going to be working with nobody no more.
Neither of them are, actually, Johnny.
Damn shit. Now I feel bad. Holiday season just passed by, and you got me fucking bummed out, son.
You say bumped out? We doing bumps right now? Christmas season's coming soon, Johnny boy.
You no fucking kidding me. Halloween's over, you know Christmas is coming and shit. Lights is on sale, LEDs and all that. $7 lights.
Now, did you actually do any Black Friday shopping?
I bought more on the fucking, what's that, them tablets? I got a Microsoft.
You actually went to a store on Black Friday?
Yeah.
Was it a nightmare?
I am front. The people on the line, it was a short line, but the people were just clusterfucks. They looked like the old Jerry fucking Springer kind of crowd. There was a drunk Jamaican dude on the line throwing up everywhere.
What?
He cut in front of me. I'm with my little brother, the littlest one. He was like, yo, chill. I was getting tight. He's like, nah, let it rock, be whatever. The nigga's drunk. I'm like, all right. And he's online talking about, yo, I'm going to get me a 55, B.
Oh, my God. TV, like, he's talking about?
Yeah, man, because they were like $199, some fucking, I don't even know the brand. I never even heard of that shit before.
Sorney.
No, I wasn't Sorney. I think it might have been like a Curtis. I didn't even know 50 Cent was making TVs. That's
Best Buy brand TV, it could have been.
Oh my God, some awful, weird, terrible
Asian country building terrible televisions.
Oh, no, and then when they fuck you up is when you finally do get into the store, because it was like a about 20, 25-minute wait, which wasn't as bad as last year.
Yeah.
But, you know, you finally get
Well, you had to wait in line to get into the Best Buy.
Yeah. You had to wait, because the tablets were the main fucking sell that year.
What time did you go?
I left my crib about 10. I got to the spot by like 10:15, 10:20.
Was it the Best Buy in the Bronx?
Yeah, Riverside Mall.
Oh, my God.
That shit was all right, except to the fact that once you got to fucking get in, you got to find somebody that has the time to fucking help you. And then they got to take you to a line to get online, to get the product, to then get the product, to take it to the fucking register to pay for it.
You should have just waited till Cyber Monday. You probably would have gotten a good deal.
$199 for a tablet's not bad though. It's a Microsoft tablet. It's pretty good.
Oh, the Surface?
Yeah, the first one. Not the Surface Pro, cause that was a little out my price range. Cause I had to save some money for Blu-rays and shit. You know
why,
how that goes.
Why are you still buying Blu-rays?
My man, you have to watch Blu-rays on a TV with a home theater surround sound system. That shit is popping.
I got no desire to do any of that.
There's no movie you ever said like, oh, I want to see this shit on a Blu-ray, B.
No, never. The only thing I want to watch is on Netflix. Make it ridiculously easy to just fucking.
You ever seen the Three Fucking Stooges on fucking Blu-ray?
Why? How are they even out on Blu-ray?
They do all kinds of shit with Blu-ray now, dog. I got fucking Cool Hand Luke on Blu-ray, dog.
They're just stealing your money, Johnny.
Yo, that shit looks fucking phenomenal. Paul Newman looks like he could knock on your door any day. He don't even look like he's fucking dead.
Sexy.
Mad young, son.
Sexy, Johnny.
George Kennedy freaked me out in that movie a little bit. Because he was a bit too hard for that one chick. I was like, damn, prison ain't that bad, G.
That guy was definitely a rapist.
George Kennedy was very much a rapist. But fucking, nah, yo, there's got to be like, you watch fucking bootleg Blu-rays. That's the problem. You don't watch the, like, official shits.
Oh, yeah, I'll download, like, bootleg rips.
Yeah, but that's not the same as, yo, all right, one day you gonna come to my crib, son.
Yeah.
We're going to have a sandwich, some Subway, something nice.
What?
Fucking watch Pacific Rim on that shit. Pacific Rim, B. Shit is hard.
Not the biggest Pacific Rim fan.
Yo, but you ain't see it in Blu-ray, son. Yo, you don't even pay attention to the acting and what's going on. It's just colors and shit on my TV.
Yeah,
it's like
I know.
Mad fast and
I'm
shit.
I'm aware of colors, Johnny.
No, but like, yo, them shits pop on Blu-ray. Like, I was watching Transformers 1 and 2 on Blu-ray.
You're wasting your life, Johnny.
That shit was
watching
awesome,
terrible,
son.
Terrible films.
I fucking completely forgot how shitty the movie was. Kind of like, damn, yo, I didn't even know the color. That fucking yellow was like that and shit. I'm like, damn, that shit is mean, son.
Bumblebee had SiriusXM radio in that movie, right?
Yes, he did. And it sounded fucking stupendous on my fucking surround sound speakers and shit.
He's not a Volkswagen, though, right? He's a what, a Mustang?
He's a, he's a Mustang. A Camaro. He's a Camaro, I think.
Nice. Go America, motherfucker.
Yeah.
German assholes.
Word, son.
Michael Bay's a genius.
Fucking holiday season. Are you getting like any OT popping or no?
There's no. I'm salary. I don't get overtime.
Damn, that sucks. You need fucking an extra gig or some shit? You need some money?
Why?
Because me and you, and when BK Chris fucking gets over his dildo fucking.
If he gets over that.
That's a big if, I guess. Get it? But fucking, we can go to Alaska and be bootleggers and shit, son.
Why would I want to go to Alaska? If I'm going to Alaska, I want to be a crab fisherman. But why would
Fuck
I want to?
That, son. You got a better chance of dying that shit than being a bootlegger, B.
Why would I want to be a...
6-pack of beers. How much do you pay around in your way? About 10 bucks, 11 bucks?
6-pack of Budweiser's $8, $9.
Fuck, king of beers. That's cool. You need to try that. But you go to fucking Alaska, a 6-pack of beers is $100. No bullshit. They don't have fucking alcohol in it because of the weather.
Wait, why wouldn't they have alcohol because of the weather?
They can't. You have to ship. They don't have, like, fucking breweries out there. You have to fucking import all your shit.
Then why don't we just fucking start a brewery and just really bank it up and not pay for bottling?
Well, no, here's
shit.
The problem. Like, they get so drunk out there, they've actually banned. Certain towns have banned. It's dry county some places. Like,
that's
they have, like, fucking drug problems out there and shit.
Well, yeah, like, Alaska seems like a weird place. Seems like where a lot of dudes go to just disappear and
yeah, you go
and
there to, like, fucking
problems.
Hide or just die in the wilderness like a man and shit.
Yeah.
But out there, like, yo, fucking, you could get $500 for, like, grain alcohol and shit.
You know what? We should be running booze up to Alaska.
That's what
You're
I'm saying. So we got to figure out a way to, like, fucking sneak it in, because Border Patrol's being motherfuckers now. Yo, they got a fucking, they have a dog, son, up there in Alaska that only smells alcohol.
They must be barking constantly. All those people must be drunk all the time.
Well, it's tough as fuck. That, you see, if it was easy to get alcohol in Alaska, I think the prices would drop. So that's where we would kind of get fucked. Because if once we find a way, somebody's going to steal the style.
No, we'll just shoot those people in the back of the head.
I think that works.
Just be really psychotic.
Or just fucking wet them and throw them out into the fucking cold air and shit and let them die. It's mad easy to die in Alaska.
I'm sure it is. That's like the place where more people own planes in Alaska than any other country.
I didn't even fucking know that. See, yeah. Yo. See, that fucks me up. Because then why don't they just bootleg their own shit? They're just fucking lazy out in Alaska, son.
I don't know, Johnny.
They got money for drug sniffing, dog. You can't open up your own fucking brewery, son.
Uh-uh.
Oh. Damn shame. But 500 is not bad. 500 for grain. Like, you got a bottle of Jameson or whatever. Or you get one of those nice, fancy listener Christmas gifts.
No, those are for me.
Okay.
Those are to put inside my body, Johnny.
I hear
no
you.
No homo.
Or at least when you finish it, keep the bottles and we fill it with some fucking horrible shit and just sell it out there.
High definition piss jugs.
Hell yes. Trucker drive and shit. Good times.
Do you miss Chris?
A lot.
I don't.
There's not a day I don't talk to him except on Thanksgiving and major holidays. Well, you know, friends hit each other up.
It's like
shit, I talk to you on Thanksgiving.
We don't even have to, you know, talk about being a libertarian or how the government sucks and... Just, it's just such a
relief.
He would
have eaten that Paul Walker story alive. He would have just gotten on top of the table.
Yeah.
Fucking pulled down his pants, shoved that black dildo up his ass, and be like, I told y'all.
See, that's really weird. It's a weird thing to
That's what he does
say
now.
And do.
That's
Johnny.
What he's doing. I don't judge the man for his lifestyle.
I'll judge him for that one. That's psychotic. It's pretty crazy, too.
I wonder now, when he says I'm doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, if that's what he means. Like, working his ass off with a big
Probably,
black dildo.
Because I haven't seen any, like, proof that he's doing Jiu-Jitsu.
I haven't. Like, we got into a fucking argument the other day at a bar. He just walked off. Didn't do shit. I was like, what the fuck?
It's pretty pussy.
I was like, Jesus, man. We miss you, man. I know you listening, you dirty motherfucker. Come back. We got a pipeline for all the dildos you want. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't
know what
that
means, dog. You all the pipeline you want.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You want those synthetic ones that squirt? We'll get you a squirting dildo.
What?
I'm not going to judge you, son. Open arms over here.
No. All right, look. This has been High Society Radio. our Twitter account is at HS Radio Show on Twitter. Our Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. We're on More Like Radio Network, morelikeradio.com. Brain Stew is coming up next.
Word up. Shout out, boys.
Big ups forever. Chris wasn't here this week. I don't know when he's coming back.
If he's ever coming
back. If he's ever coming back.
Sounds like he found love with a black dildo.
Seems like you and Chris just want to take off whenever you want, and I'm just stuck here. I'm just stuck here, jacking off into my own mouth.
Because
whatever comes out of me goes back in. That's been my motto for years. Whatever goes out goes back in. Waste nothing. Waste not, want not.
Shit.
Right, Johnny?
Guess not. Oh, shit.
You guys are going to drive me to a drinking problem. I'm just trying to have these more like keep these more like radio people happy because I know we're on thin ice.
Yeah.
We played a lot of music tonight. I don't want to piss them off with that, but those are all new songs that RZA put out. I don't even know if, you know, they're even copyright protected. I doubt it.
Yeah, we might have to clear those.
I don't think so. They're all brand new.
Mm.
I mean, RZA just put them out on the internet for free. It's great.
Damn, that's crazy.
Well, it's
he
not
really
great.
He really loved that dude.
Yeah, it's not great because, you know, Paul Walker passed away.
His ace died.
Yeah, his man's. His
that's
dude.
His little man. You remember Paper Soldiers and shit?
Oh, yeah.
That's my little man, B.
All right. We got to get the hell out of here.
Easy.
You listen to High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
We're out. I tell you.